Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're heading inwards again, exploring something I think many of you know about these different parts or selves inside us.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, we're using a really unique tool as our guide, J. Tamar Stone's Selves in a Box deck.
Which isn't tarot, we should say. It's more like a psychological exploration tool.
Well, exactly. Mm. Not divination. It helps us get familiar with these inner energies. We're drawing from some great excerpts from her Inner Update blog, too.
Yeah, good stuff there.
So our mission really is to get to know the adventurer self within you.
The adventurer.
Yeah. We tend to think adventure means, you know, something huge and far away, maybe risky.
Right, like climbing Everest or something.
But J. Tamar Stone's work suggests this inner self is actually, well, it's often more subtle, but still powerful, always kind of whispering, hey, let's expand a bit.
And what's so interesting in the source material is how it frames the adventurer. It's not just the thrill-seeker stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fundamental. It's the self that just naturally breaks the mold. You know, the one that says, why not climb that hill? Or maybe, let's book that last-minute flight.
Okay, yeah.
But also, it could be trying a totally new recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Or having that conversation you've been putting off.
Oh, interesting. So a bold conversation counts.
Absolutely. Or even questioning a belief you've held forever. That's adventurous territory, too.
That feels like a really key distinction, that it's not all about these grand gestures. And this is where it gets really interesting for me. The blog suggests this adventure. It's not just looking outwards for thrills.
Hmm.
How does Stone's work show its role inside us?
Precisely. And that's, I think, the really profound bit from Stone. The adventure isn't just chasing novelty out there in the world. It's like this vital inner compass.
A compass?
Yeah, for navigating uncertainty, for building resilience. It's the part that helps us look at the unknown and not just see risk, but potential.
Mm-hmm.
Fertile ground, you know.
Okay.
It runs in this deep curiosity, compels us to push limits, the real ones, and the ones we just think are real.
I can definitely feel how that inner drive for what else shapes things. So let's connect that. If the adventurer is like a really strong voice in someone's inner committee, what does that look like day to day?
Right. So if the adventurer is a primary self, you'd see that restlessness. But it's not just about being bored. It's a genuine drive for newness, for expansion.
So lots of new projects, new ideas.
Probably. You'd likely get a real buzz from new experiences. Routine might feel, well, suffocating almost, like it stops growth. You're always looking towards the next horizon, maybe intellectually or emotionally or physically.
Makes sense.
But, and this is really important for balance, if it's too dominant, if it's unchecked, that same powerful drive can make it hard to, say, stick with things.
Ah, commitment issues.
Could be. Or finding it hard to just be still, to rest, to reflect. It's always that pull towards the next thing, maybe sometimes forgetting to appreciate the now.
Yeah, I think we can all relate to that push-pull dynamic sometimes. Which brings us to the other side of the coin. What if the adventurer is, well, disowned? That part you've kind of pushed aside.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's felt too risky once, or just inconvenient.
Right. The blog talks about how you might then really crave predictability. Security feels paramount. Maybe you even look at risk takers and think, whoa, slow down, that's reckless.
Yeah, judging the very energy you've suppressed.
But Stone points out that even then, something inside might still be longing. A sense of feeling stuck, maybe. Or just this little flicker of curiosity that never gets acted on. Like a background hum.
Exactly right. And whether your adventurer feels like a seasoned traveler or someone who rarely gets out, Stone emphasizes its core gift, its movement.
Movement.
Yeah. Adventure doesn't have to mean that flight to somewhere exotic.
Yeah.
Sometimes the biggest adventure is, I don't know, trying a pottery class when you think you're not artistic.
Or having that difficult conversation we mentioned.
Precisely. That small step outside the comfort zone, that's the adventurer's spirit. That's its gift. Kicking things off, initiating movement. It's the self that says, hey, let's try this other path. And that path could be a new thought, a different feeling, a new place, whatever. It fundamentally widens your world.
Pushing past those self-imposed limits.
And old patterns, inviting growth, discovery everywhere in life.
So yeah, whether it's planning a huge trip or just, you know, deciding to think differently about something small, the adventurer is this engine for movement,
oh,
for possibility.
That sums it up perfectly.
Yeah.
And its invitation, as Stone puts it so well, it really goes beyond just geography, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's about that core willingness, being open, asking again and again, okay, what else could be possible here? Pushing boundaries, not just out there, but right here, inside.
So the question for you listening is, what new experience or maybe what inner territory is calling out to you right now?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe think about one adventure, big or maybe really small, that you've been kind of putting off. Just let that adventurer self whisper its invitation for a moment.